it sounds best on vinyl. If you want to buy it in the other form, that's great. But the double album is, you get something substantial in your hand. Mm-hmm. You know, it has a beautiful illustration by Tony Millionaire. You can use it as a tray.
Elvis Costello's new album, National Ransom, is both attractive and useful. And of course, there's the music. National Ransom is a double vinyl album that sees Elvis combining both his Nashville and his edgier roots. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Elvis Costello is well into his fourth decade of making music, always defying and bending genres. He's described himself as rock and roll Scrabble champion, but while Elvis's vocabulary is second to none, his knowledge of diverse musical genres and his skill at pulling from them is equal to his linguistic cred any day. On National Ransom, Elvis continues to go where his muse takes him, with songs that sound like they've been touched by Jimmy Rogers, Bob Dylan, Burt Bacharach, and Elvis's own younger, angrier self. And Elvis Costello told me he was also inspired by the band he worked with on his last album, Secret, Profane, and Sugarcane.
When that group came together to make Secret, Profane, and Sugarcane, the group that became the Sugarcanes, that was the first time those guys, you know, and I had really worked together. I knew a couple of them. And I started out to make a really quiet acoustic guitar record, and it expanded a little bit, but that record was pretty austere. And that was supposed to be the way it was. Then we took it out on the road, and, you know, you get them in front of people, and I could hear all the possibilities. It turned into a rock and roll band, even though it doesn't have drums. And then I started to write some songs that needed drums. And so the combination of instruments that you hear on this record, with some things still using the string band instruments but in quite different ways, and combining them with people like Pete Thomas and Steve Naive, who I've worked with for years, and Mark Rebo, who I haven't actually been in the studio with in about 15 years, but a tremendous guitar player. Whether you want the sort of sound that you're hearing on the title song or some of the very elegant playing he plays throughout this record, we were able to create all kinds of different bands to suit the songs that I had.
The snitch, the snoop, the tattletale, led a threadbare up the stairs. Adieu, my little ballyhoo, you broke my heart in two, and now I haunt the bars and sent those trite affairs. She went home to gather her comb and caught him unawares. There was a man enjoying the lay of the land. He took a walk in the dark with a dish from the stand. Girls in the creations, tied in the brightest grenadine. But I'd trade all that I've seen for a slow drag with Josephine. Josephine, Josephine. Cause I'd trade all that I've seen for a slow drag with Josephine.
A lot of the songs I had imagined where they were, with the time and place they were taking place, particularly the ones that are really narrative rather than the impression of something. And this one is set in 1919. And it's true that people, after the First World War, they had a hard time, as they would, accepting the enormity of the loss of all the people that died. And a lot of people turned to spiritualists and clairvoyants to try and contact the fallen. That was one of the big sweeps of spiritualism, and it happened particularly in Europe, I think. And so this is a picture of a family who are gathered together to try and talk to the lost son, who happens to have been executed by his own side.
The homecoming fanfare is echoing still, now tapping on tables and sensing a chill. Poor families expecting a loved one's return, only summon some charlatan specter. Oh, when will they learn? You hung the moon from a gallows in the sky, choked out the light in his blue lunar eye. The shore is a parchment, the sea has no time.
Elvis Costello, live with A Slow Drag with Josephine and You Hung the Moon. The new album is National Ransom. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.